Hold on one moment. I am almost ready.
Are you ready for work? Let's go. You know, we are very lucky that we have the excuse that my car was destroyed. Had people noticed me coming to work with you every day, people would begin to ask questions. I do not think that Louis would be happy to find out that I was dating one of my partners, but I do not think that he will find out. So, lately I have been recording my voice on the nights that you are not over. Oh, nothing, they're just little diaries. Maybe I will listen to them one day when I am older, just to remember what 1987 was like. No, you cannot listen to them. Maybe one day in the future, but for now, they are private. Besides, some of them are about you. All good things, of course.
Good morning, you two. Welcome back. Crow looks a lot happier. Did you cast some kind of spell on him? Oh, I know. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone else. Yeah, Crow called me last week and told me everything. I haven't seen him that giddy since he found out you're allowed to pet the cat at the shelter.
Danny, I can hear you talking about me. I am right here, and you are going to embarrass me.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
So, do we have any missions today? Or is it just going to be paperwork?
Yeah, Louis's out of the office today. He said he left some stuff at your desk. And for her, I have... Oh, shoot. I forgot her folder in the file room.
I will get to work. I will be at my desk if you need me.
Hey, sorry, I forgot your folder. Do you want to come with me to get it? It'll save us some time. All right. What? No, there aren't security cameras in here. Why? Did you have some hot gossip or something? Yeah, we have access to payroll in there. Why? Yes, and to a database of known gang members in San Sequestro. Why do you ask? You think... What? The Surge Gang. Well, why would any of them be on our payroll? That sounds absurd to me, but all right. Let's see. Q R S. There. Surge. There isn't much in this folder, but it has some names of gang-affiliated arrests that have been verified by Detective Rose. See anything? All right. I'll check payroll, I guess. Here you go. Knock yourself out. Wait. Those names. They're listed as consultants on our payroll, but how do so many of them match up with members of Surge? No, I've never seen any of these people at the office, but... Oh, shit. No way. There is no way. This can't be real. How did you... Never mind. Okay, what do we do? Do we just pretend we didn't see anything? I mean, if Para M is secretly funding one of the biggest gangs in San Sequestro, then... You're right, yes. We have to do something. Okay. I'll figure something out. Just give me some time to think about it. Okay, yeah, we have to tell Crow. Let's split. You tell Crow. I'll go to my office and figure out a plan, I guess.
Oh, you are back quickly. Did you already finish your paperwork? I do not think I will ever reach the bottom of mine. No one else is around? Why? What? Para M is funding Surge? This explains a few questions I have had for a long time. This is a lot to take in at once. I do not want to do anything rash or dangerous until we know for absolute certain. What proof do we have? We should tell someone who can investigate. Perhaps Detective Rose. One moment. Hello?
Hey, Crow. Did she tell you?
Yes.
Okay. I have a plan. I'm gonna make copies of all of the evidence we have. I'll keep one set with me and send the other to your address. I can't hand it all to you here. It'll be way too suspicious.
How long will that take?
I can overnight ship it. Then... Oh, God. I don't think I should even come back to the office tomorrow. Look, I'll take care of that right now. I don't want to talk about it anymore over the office line.
Okay. Just stay calm. We will speak to you later. Good luck. So, what should we do if it turns out all this is true? I do not know. I have not pondered my life after my retainer with Para M. I was not actually expecting to be alive this long. Maybe you and I can go somewhere. You can show me what the world is like away from San Sequestro. I don't just mean old Chicago. I mean the rest of the country. The world, even. I spend very little of my money. We can just take a vacation, you and me, and forget about this city. It is an optimistic hope, but I feel like that is something that is needed in a stressful situation like this. I can at least make it better by thinking happy thoughts about being able to kiss you without having to hide it from anyone. No one is looking now. Quick, while we're alone. There. We can have that all day, every day, with no more worries. No more boss, no more guns, no more shooting, no more looking over our shoulders. Just you and I. You know, I might even try drinking something other than water for once, like, one of those margarita things you told me about. One moment. Hello?
Hey, Crow. It's Danny. I'm calling you from a payphone. I sent your copy of the files out.
Good. Now just come back to the office, and do not behave suspiciously.
No. I'm not going back. Look, I don't know if I'm being paranoid, but I think someone followed me out of the office. The same car keeps driving back and forth near the payphone I'm using. I'm too scared to go back. Please just come over and meet me at my place. I'm near my house, so I should get there before you do, but please hurry. I'm really scared.
Okay, I will meet you there. Hold on. We should go. I will pack up a few things. We must not behave suspiciously. You leave first. I will meet you after a few minutes. Get in your car and pick me up a block from here. Do not let anyone see us leaving together. I know. This will all go well, I am sure. We only need to stay calm. See you soon.
Hey, are you leaving the office already? Oh, Just taking an early lunch? All right. Oh, it's nothing. I just got a call from management. They wanted to know if you got your file from Danny. You haven't talked to Danny at all today? Weird. All right, whatever. See you after lunch, I guess.
No one saw me leave. Let's get going. I took some weapons from the armory. A sawn-off shotgun and a silenced pistol. I could not get anything else out undetected. We may need them. It is a preparation for the worst, and nothing more. I do not think that anything bad will happen, but I always prepare for the worst. It is how I survive. Denny's house is here. Danny? Are you home? The door is unlocked. No one seems to be home. Did we get here first? Hello, egg yolk. Where is Danny? Hello? Anyone? What is that? What did you find? A VHS cassette with my name on it? Play it.
It's recording.
Okay, Danny, look at the camera. Smile.
Let me go, you piece of shit!
Aw, are we on such bad terms?
Crow is going to kill you if he sees this.
If. Who do you think this tape is for? I'm leaving this for Crow, so he knows exactly what he's messing with.
Crow has nothing to do with this. He doesn't know a thing.
Don't bullshit me, Danny. We checked your call records in the company logs. The first thing you did after taking those files was call Crow. The last thing you did before you left the office with them was print an overnight shipping label to Crow's address. Do you think that I'm stupid? Aww. You're not as slick as you thought you were, now are you? Now, we need to find out exactly who else you shared that information with.
I didn't tell anyone else, I swear.
I said, don't fucking lie to me. Who else did you talk to?
Okay. I'll tell you everyone else who knows.
There we go. See, just cooperate, and we can all pretend this didn't happen.
Okay. There are two people who know.
Oh?
Their names are Fuck and You!
Okay. I see how it is. Maybe Crow will talk then. McKinnon, give me your gun.
But, boss, I thought you said we weren't gonna shoot anyone. I thought we were just gonna...
Shut the fuck up and give me your gun!
Yes, sir.
Any last words?
Crow, tell everyone who knows me I died on my feet. Take care of Egg Yolk for me. And promise me you won't give in to this son of a bitch. Don't let him get away with it any longer.
You done?
You tell me.
Goodbye. Do you understand that I'm not fucking around? Do you see who you're dealing with, Crow? Don't even think of making the wrong move. You go to the cops, you're dead. You try and kill me, you're dead. I know you can't regenerate if you get shot in the head, so don't fucking try me. I'll have the top squads in Para-M come after you, unless you cooperate. I expect to see you at my office tomorrow. Walk in like nothing ever happened. If you don't comply, you're fucking dead. You hear me? I expect you within 24 hours.